Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Personal growth, lifelong learning. What does it mean to put ourselves out into the world and say, you know, I don't know everything, and I am open to learning new things? Well, on Friday, May 9th, in Seaside, Oregon, there will be an opportunity for everyone to attend LeaderCast. LeaderCast is an event. I mean, it's a very exciting event. It's a little bit like the TED Talks format, if you're familiar with TED Talks, where usually business leaders, but no artists. They've had a lot of different people over the years. A lot of people make great presentations. And this year, the theme is Beyond You. It has a different theme every year. This year's LeaderCast theme is challenging leaders to focus outward rather than inward. And today we'll be talking about what a leader is, who is a leader. And in fact, we are all leaders. LeaderCast exists to positively change the way the world thinks about leadership. And the words that I would use, I've attended a couple of these LeaderCasts, and I know many people. One of the people I respect very much in this community, Jim Entler, I see him there every year. And he is a small business consultant, and I see a lot of business people. I see people who just want to learn what is happening in the world of leadership and mentoring. And the words that people use when they have attended this are that they have been challenged, they've been inspired, they've been encouraged, and they've been empowered. This is the seventh year it's been in Seaside, and I'm very fortunate to have the organizer of LeaderCast 2014 and the organizer of all the previous LeaderCasts in my studio today, and that is Wendy Higgins. Wendy is not only the Cannon Beach City Councilwoman, she is also the general manager of the Ocean Lodge, and she has been organizing LeaderCast for all these years. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, thanks for inviting me again.
Oh, I'm very happy you're here, because every year it's a different theme. Every year there's something new to talk about. Mm-hmm. And before we begin speaking about LeaderCast and why that is important to our community, and it's a nationwide event. It happens everywhere.
Exactly.
On Friday, May 9th. Let's talk a little bit about Wendy Higgins.
Well, I've been in hospitality for probably 25 years. I'm married, have three children, three grandchildren. I love community. I think not just as a leader, but there's so much we can offer our communities if we're growing. And so that's kind of how LeaderCast got started in me. And little did I know, you know, bringing the simulcast in every year, how it was going to affect our community.
And maybe we should talk about what that means. LeaderCast is a one-day event. Mm-hmm. It happens in Seaside from 7:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. It's a Friday.
Right.
A lot of businesses pay the small registration fee to send their employees to this. I know that the couple of years that I was there, a busload of Nike employees were bused in from their campus to come here to the one in Seaside.
Right. It's all over the place. And when we first started, we were the only one on the North Coast and then pretty much Northwest. And then since we started Lincoln City, actually people have come from all the different that have started the new locations around Oregon and down the coast have all come to the LeaderCast in Cannon Beach, or Seaside, I mean. And so it's grown outside of our borders, which is great. You know, the gal that started the one down in Lincoln City, she said, well, Wendy, do you mind if I do one down here? Because we had people coming up from Lincoln City from like Pig and Pancake and different businesses. And I said, no, it's not all about keeping it inclusive. The more people we're growing and changing lives, the more impact we have in our own communities. So there's one in Vancouver now, there's a chamber up in the Portland area doing it. And then we have down in Lincoln City, I think Yakima in Seattle. So several locations now. So I'm excited about that.
And the real aim of LeaderCast when it began was to offer this one-day event with a simulcast, which meaning that the actual event is taking place in front of a live audience in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
It is broadcast on these gigantic screens in, you know, convention centers and meeting halls and fellowship halls all over the United States at the same time.
Right.
And then people come into that, and it's there's kind of a buzz of excitement. People come in, they have breakfast. And what happens when someone signs up for LeaderCast?
Okay, you can actually come at 7 if you really want to get up early, because we'll be there at 5 getting ready for you. But we have a nice continental breakfast, and it's a great way to interact with people in our community. It's not just people that own a business, or I've got students from the high school leadership class. We've had kids from Tongue Point, because it's all about our future leaders, too. How do we develop and mentor them? And living in a community that's farther away from a big city, we maybe don't have the opportunity to small businesses to take off and go overnight somewhere. So I thought we could bring it to community, and we could bring the caliber of leadership that I was experiencing in my own life. If I could bring that to community, how could we shape and grow our community? And so it really started out of some personal decisions I made in my life 2 years before I started bringing the LeaderCast, where I was reading and growing my own self. And the first book that really grabbed my attention was John Maxwell's book, Develop the Leader Within You. And right now I'm taking people through a book called 15 Laws of Personal Growth. So taking it out of the leadership forum back to you're the first person that you've got to lead. So how do I develop staff and young people in my community, starting with their own personal growth? Because we each have to lead. We're the hardest ones to lead is ourselves. And so how do we start there? How do we mentor that next generation, whether I'm going through it in Spanish with my Hispanic? I don't speak Spanish, but I'll bring the books in Spanish and go through it that way too. But those changes in my life and in my staff's life 2 years before I started bringing the simulcast in is what got that whole thing started, was my own personal growth.
How did that change your relationship to the people around you? Because again, I think we need to also look at what is the definition of a leader.
Well, I mean, you don't have to have a business. You don't have to have employees. Like I said, the first person you've got to lead is yourself. And if you really want to be successful, you have to start growing. You have to, you know, you got, and I think being excited and being curious about change, you know, looking outside of our box, living on the edge of the box instead of hiding inside the box, get out there and really experience life. And why not live? Do you want to just suck air? Or do you want to, at the end of the day or at the end of your life, have contributed to your community and contributed to the lives of other people? It's not about us. That's that whole theme. It's not about us. How do we live it out in community? How do we, you know, place value in other people and value other people?
And there is the larger community, and then there's a community, our work community,
our homes,
home community, mm-hmm. And community to me, I'm just thinking coming together in unity, mm-hmm. Is what is good for one. You know, if one person is kind to another person, that sends that energy out into the world. But we first must begin to be kind with ourselves.
And what about, Donna, if we start changing? You know, if you're on a board, you know, you're volunteering time for a hospital, or you're volunteering time for a chamber of commerce or whatever, you add more value to those places that you're donating and giving of yourself and your time, because as you're growing, you raise the bar. You know, I know in my own, just in the hospitality, if I raise the bar on leadership, then I also raise the bar on service, because I'm getting better. And if a leader is getting better, if I'm getting better, Wendy's getting better, then those around me are going to benefit.
And when you say better, what does that mean? Like, let's say you have better listening skills, you're able to discern more if there's a conflict in a work situation. What does that mean about when we talk about personal growth to you and becoming better?
You know, one of the things, as soon as you said that, I thought, you know, serving on a city council, if you're going to serve in community, it can't be about you. Because if it's all about you and your agenda, then you don't have the ability to listen. And if you can't listen to all walks of life, you might change your perspective if you listen. You know, you might have a religious or a political or whatever, but you have to be able to listen outside the box. Because how can you make decisions if you can't hear? And sometimes that listening skill, you can hear the undertones when you're trying to figure out, like as a counselor, how do I stand on a position? But you can't just go in there saying, this is where I'm going to stand, because you can't hear. You've got to be able to hear to make a decision that just doesn't affect you, that affects the community. And sometimes you're going to have to give and take on both, on all sides.
Yes.
Same way in a family.
Right, exactly. And let's see, what did I remember hearing from the 60s? Something about a closed mind is like a parachute that doesn't open or something like that. Mm-hmm. You have to, whatever. It's very important to be willing to learn new things and have an open-minded attitude about things. Mm-hmm. You're right, because we get stuck in our opinions.
Right.
And so what happens when you go to a leader cast is that you hear a variety of speakers from all walks of life. This is not a politically motivated leadership conference. It's not a religiously motivated leadership conference.
Yeah.
They have people like Malcolm Gladwell. He's speaking this year on Friday.
He just finished a book called David and Goliath. And the really the crest of the book is that giants aren't as big as they seem. You know, he also wrote the book, The Tipping Point. He's a very well-known author. He really thinks outside the box. And people I've talked to that read this book said this is probably the best book he's written yet.
Really? Because I thought The Tipping Point was excellent.
Right. Well, and you got to read this one.
Great reviews. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So it's a variety of speakers, and maybe we should start talking about some of the speakers. Obviously, you're saying that when people go there, they're not going there because they think, I'm going to be CEO of a company someday. They're saying, you know, I need to be a leader in my home, in my community. Mm-hmm. And when you say you have to lead yourself first, what does that mean to you? Does that mean self-discipline? When you say you have to lead
some
yourself
of that,
first?
You know, for like from in my own life, I had to be intentional about growth. I said, okay, Wendy, you know what? I'm going to start getting up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to have some quiet time. You know, part of it's my own reflection in my faith and stuff, but I'm going to change what I'm reading so that I'm growing. You know, if I'm going to read a mystery or whatever, or am I going to read a good book that's going to grow me? Time is valuable. I think the older we get, that really sinks in. Time's valuable, so how am I going to spend it? Am I going to sit and watch mindless TV, or am I going to invest in growth in my life?
And so even though there are these ideas that success is not a destination, it is a journey. Right. And I think that's an important point to make. It's not that we suddenly are on the path. We need to learn how to every day feel like, well, this was a pretty good day. And I think successful is such a loaded word.
Well, you know, I wrote a little quote down. It says, growth always increases your capacity. So do we want to live a life just sucking air, or do you want to live to your capacity? You know, and that says I'm going to be intentional. You know, I'm not saying we're going to be perfect at it every day, but every step you take going that direction, say we just only improve 2 or 3% as in our own life every year in leadership or in leading our own life. Compound that after 10 years. How much better am I having been intentional to do something than having done nothing? Where will I be then?
Yes. And I know a young woman who is the first one in her family to go to college, and she is working and going to school, and she is, her intention is, she said, I do not want the kind of life that I have seen that they have. I want a different life for myself, and my intention is then to do whatever it takes for me to get to this place. And I just admire her. She is juggling a lot, and she's doing a lot. And I think you're right. We have to encourage young people, and we have to learn how to mentor them, and we have to mentor ourselves. And that's what you're saying happens at this leader cast.
And we'll see people say, well, why me? Well, why not me? You know, turn it around. Why not me? You know, there is nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it. You know, I mean, I had never managed a hotel before I managed the first hotel. And I remember my dad telling me, and this comes from my faith, but he says, you know what, you're not going to grow until you put yourself out there in bigger places that are going to grow you. Because if you stay on safe ground, you're not going to grow. You know, and he says, and you know, I remember city council. I had no experience on city council. I had no experience managing a hotel. But you know what, if I didn't choose to just step into the unknown, you know, and be curious and grow, I wouldn't be where I am today. I would never have run for city council.
That's true. That idea of risk, taking the risk to say, and not to say, oh, I don't know that, but to say, I'm going to learn. How exciting.
Right.
I'm going to do something new now. And that's excellent, Wendy. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today I'm speaking with Wendy Higgins. She is a Cannon Beach City Councilwoman. She is the general manager of the Ocean Lodge in Cannon Beach, and she has been organizing LeaderCast, which is a one-day leadership forum. It's a simulcast from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's been doing this. She's been organizing. This is the seventh year, and it is open to the public.
Right.
You do have to register. There is a fee, but it's very nominal. It is happening on Friday, May 9th, from 7:30 to 3:30 in Seaside. Wendy, let's talk a little bit about who the speakers are for LeaderCast 2014.
Now, Andy Stanley, we brought him back because he was so popular. He's great at vision casting. One of the things he's going to talk about is direction, not intention, determines your destination.
Mm. So direction, not intention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So making sure you're in the right direction, going the right way. We talked about Malcolm Gladwell, Archbishop Desmond Tutu. That's going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to hearing him. A quote that I wrote down I thought was great was, "We can only be human together." So that he'll, another perspective. Randall Wallace is a screenwriter. He's a director, producer, he's a songwriter. He did the film Braveheart. He also, We Are Soldiers, Pearl Harbor, Secretariat. Another one that's coming out this month is Heaven is for Real. So he was a producer behind those. And something he said that I thought was great was, if I am making a film and not loving everything about it, then I know I've got to change something until I do. So be passionate about what you're doing and find out what your passion is. And then Bill McDermott is a CEO from SAP AG software company. And a quote he said, put people first and build great teams. Then Laura Schroff is a former advertising sales executive and best-selling author. I'm loving her book right now. It's If Love is the Greatest Gift of All, Then the Greatest Privilege of All is to Be Able to Love Someone. And it's all about, she used to be an executive working, I think she worked for several different publications, but USA Today was the one that I think she was the last one she was at. And she would walk by everyday homeless people and stuff, and one day she connected with somebody. If she hadn't turned around and made that connection and the impact she had on that person's life. So that'll be a great one. Dr. Henry Cloud is a clinical psychologist. He's coming back again this year by popular demand. He wrote a book that I had one gentleman in Cannon Beach tell me I read the book twice. It was that powerful, and he needed to learn boundaries for leaders.
Boundaries for leaders. That's a challenging one, boundaries for leaders, because, yes.
Well, don't you have to say no to some things to say yes to others?
Yes.
And, you know, I know you. I know we get busy. A leader's responsibility is to cause a vision and a mission to have tangible results in the real world, is something he'll be talking about. He's actually one of my favorites. I love listening to him. Simon Sinek, he was on TED Talks. I just went in and looked at some of his great quotes. One great quote I took back, I'm in the middle of hiring that this time of year. If you talk about what you believe, you will attract people who believe what you believe. Hire people who believe what you believe. Right? Customer service. You know, we're in hospitality. What are their customer service skills? And I heard that on TED Talks when he talked. He wrote three books that I'm really excited about reading. I just ordered all three. Start with Why, Circles with Safety, and Leaders Eat Last. And that's his newest book. So I think I ordered copies of just that book alone. So.
Okay, Leaders Eat Last. And also, you do have a bookstore that you sell. So if people are inspired, like I remember when I went, Seth Godin was speaking.
Yes.
And he had written a book, which I thought was terrific. And so I bought it, and it's part of the library now.
The linchpin, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, that's the one that he talked about, getting outside on the edge of the box, and that's where things happen.
Fear keeps us trapped sometimes, doesn't it?
It does.
And I do think this is a very inspirational event, which maybe someone is thinking that they want to, you know, go out on their own and open a business, or they want to make some shift or change in their lives. So I think we've made a mistake in some ways in separating, like, well, this is business, and then this is home and family, and then this is art, and then it's all mixed up together.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things that should apply for business leaders apply for anyone.
You know, when I was taking staff through Develop a Leader Within You in Spanish and in English, and we did three different groups in Spanish. And one of the things that was exciting for me is I don't speak Spanish, but they would get excited. They'd say, stop, what's exciting you? And then their spouses were coming. And I said, what is it that's exciting to you? Why are you coming to this, you know? And they, for one thing, their spouse was growing. And the other thing, think about it, in their culture, they don't know how to, they weren't taught teams. They were taught dictatorship, a different culture of leaders. But in their lives, it was all of a sudden they mattered. Somebody was taking the time to invest with them. And they said, Wendy, nobody brings this type of teaching to the Hispanic community. And one gal said, you know, it has raised my self-esteem. you know, that I can go out and do something different, you know. And it was just, it's so rewarding to see growth in people. And it's not just, like you said, it's not just, you don't have to be a leader. You're a leader in your home. You're a leader in your own families. And, you know, you got to lead yourself. So if they didn't choose to grow, look at what they would have missed.
I remember that when I went to, I can't remember whether it was a Spark or You Be the Spark or something. There was something about a point of light. And yeah. It was, if you're in a situation, and many people are in situations where they're in work environments or home environments, where it can be discouraging or challenging. Mm-hmm. There are issues, and it's hard not to get sucked into certain kinds of drama kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. And this one speaker, I can't remember who it was, made a point of, you know, just be this point of light. Just hold right. this point
in
of
that
light
moment, yeah.
of peace in that moment. And if you can be strong in holding that, that point of light and that point of peace and just being calm and peaceful, then you know, it helps everybody else around you.
Calm
you
is contagious.
Calm is contagious. I love that. Okay, that's the great quote for the day. Calm is contagious. That's great.
That came out of the LeaderCast last year from a Navy SEAL.
Really? Calm is contagious.
Yeah.
Ooh, wonderful. And so then you don't have to change everything about your environment.
Right.
However, if you change yourself, your reaction to it, and you say, I'm just going to, okay, there's all this stuff, crazy stuff happening around me. I'm just going to be calm and cool and just be this kind of, just hold this light right here and things shift.
You know, yesterday I had a conversation with my son, and I said, you know, you're always going to be in this, you have to have direction, you have to be intentional, or you're just going to exist. I said, so what are your goals? What are you passionate about? So that you're the only one that can make change in your life. And are you going to be content where you are? That's okay. That's where you want to be. But are you living to your potential? Are you going to, at the end of your life, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I didn't live to my potential.
That's an ambitious task. I'm not sure anyone ever can live, but I think if you're just open and you are interested in learning new things, that's an important thing. What else would you like to talk about?
Generosity boomerang. Remember we talked about that this morning?
Yes. All right. So talk about that.
Here's some conventional wisdom. Success makes you happy. Happiness permits you to be generous. In fact, it actually works like this. Generosity makes you happy. Happy people are more likely to be successful. So if you're growing, you're going to be more generous too, because your first person you have to be generous to is yourself. You have to allow yourself to be in a growth environment, and you get to choose that.
That's a great way to put that, to be generous to yourself. Mm-hmm. Because it is true that if you are just focused on the external, on climbing the ladder, whatever that mm-hmm. might mean, or reaching a goal, then you may not be taking care of your exercise needs, your foods needs, right. or anything, because you're so rabid focused on this goal. However, when you begin to say, you know, I need to honor and take care of this being that I am in healthy, positive ways, and then you bring that healthiness to whatever environment you're in.
Mm-hmm. And a healthy mind.
Yes. Yes.
It starts with the mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I know. And some quiet time for the mind every day is a great thing, because the life is so busy. I know you want to talk a little bit about the sponsors that make this LeaderCast possible, and also how people can register and come. You only have, I think, a couple of hundred tickets. Tickets are already being sold. So if you're interested in going to LeaderCast, then you need to get in touch with Wendy Higgins, or you can go to Eventbrite, I believe, right?
Eventbrite Seaside, or if you want to just, my cell phone number is 503-440-1995, or my email is infusedleadership.com. So it's Wendy at infused, infused leadership.com. And I can respond and get you on my, I'll have another invite going out in about 3 days.
Okay. Wendy at infusedleadership.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we just have a few minutes left, Wendy. Let's talk about some of the sponsors and some of the reasons you think it's important for people to come to this event, which happens just once a year.
Once a year. Escape Lodging is a company I work for that has been very generous to allow me the time to do this, and have sponsored every year. Budget Blinds, Coaster Construction, Hampton Lumber Mills is a new sponsor this year. And what was funny is last year during, we've only had a bleep in the power once, and it was, of course it was last year. And during that bleep, this guy from Hampton comes and says, we want to be a sponsor for this next year. This is great. And I'm thinking of all the times to have, you know, and he still sees the great things in this. So Hampton Lumber Mills, Norma Seafood and Steak, Dean is on the corner in Cannon Beach, Barbara Maltman is a realtor for Windermere, Cronin, and Kaplan, Columbia Bank, Life Naturally, Buckaloo Marketing, and of course my business, Infused Leadership.
And your Infused Leadership business is something that you formed after you discovered LeaderCast.
Right.
And how do people get tickets?
They can just give me a call at 503-440-1995 or go to my email, wendy@infusedleadership.com. And the tickets are $79 and includes everything, great lunch for the day. And I haven't raised the price in 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually gone up quite a bit, and I've not raised the price on it.
So when you register, you not only get this day of inspiring speakers and the community, because there are breaks when you get to talk with other people in the community. I've seen different people from the city of Astoria at this event. And I think just all up and down the coast, you see people who are really interested in honing their skills and learning new things. And so you get, I think in the morning there's some sort of breakfast, like bagels and
all kinds of goodies.
All kinds of goodies for breakfast. Then you have lunch provided, and then you have a seat and you have a notebook and you take notes, and everyone comes away with a different pearl of wisdom.
Right. Last year, during one of the breaks, I had the high school culinary team who had won state and was going to nationals. I came in. I had them come talk about leadership as students and following the leaders. You know, how do they get? They didn't just get there. It took them a lot of work. And they actually won, another group of students won this year and going back to nationals again.
Really?
From Seaside High School of all little communities, you know. But it takes discipline, and it takes leading themselves and great leaders. So I thought that was kind of interesting to bring it back to community and students and teachers. And we've had, I've interviewed some of this different businesses and community. Why are you sponsoring it? Why would you do this? You know, why do you sponsor it every year? What do you take away from it? Why is it important to you to be a sponsor?
What do they say?
It has impact, and they see the benefits, not just in their own businesses, but I think like, for me and for them too, we're investing in community, making our communities better.
Go to school for the day, Friday, May 9th. a very fun school it is. LeaderCast is happening in Seaside, and you can find out more information by getting in touch with Wendy Higgins. You can also Google LeaderCast. It's all one word.
LeaderCast.com, and you can put in your zip code, and it will bring up Seaside.
Or LeaderCast Seaside, which is what I Googled this morning to find out more information about it. Wendy Higgins, thank you so much
for being a
bright light in Cannon Beach and for investing in yourself and the people you work with personal growth and developing leadership skills, which truly everyone is a leader.
Right.
And in some way, we are all leaders. So that's very important. So more information about LeaderCast. I will leave Wendy's information here at the station if you're driving and you want to give a call. Thank you so much, Wendy, and I want to express my gratitude to our very talented and extraordinary Terry Wilson, engineer extraordinaire here, and also to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. And focus on all the things that are good, that are working in your life. And feel grateful for those things. There are always things that won't work, but we can focus on the things that are working. Focus on gratitude for feeling good and for being here now. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.